Achette Audio presents 172 Hours on the Moon. Written by Johan Harstad. Translation by Tara F. Chase. Read by Casey Holloway.
Prologue, February 2010. "Gentlemen, it's time," Dr. Blank said, eyeing the seven men in suits seated around the large conference table. They were some of the most powerful people in the country, together in the largest meeting room at NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C. It was nearing 11 o'clock at night. They would have to make a decision soon. "So, what's it going to be then?" Dr. Blank asked impatiently. The cigarette smoke in the room was thick and impenetrable, making the atmosphere even gloomier. All rules forbidding smoking in government offices had fallen by the wayside as nerves came to a head. "Well," one of the seven began, chewing on his pencil, "it's an incredibly risky proposition. You must know that. Is it really worth it?" People had already completely lost interest in the moon missions before the last launch in 1972, another one said. "Why do you think they'd be on board with us going back?" "It could be done," a third said. "We could tell them there's a good chance of finding large amounts of tantalum-73 at the moon's south pole." The room was suddenly buzzing, the tension starting to crescendo. "You don't want to go back to the south pole, trust me." "Of course not. It'll kill you. I'm aware of that. If you ask me, I say leave the whole place alone." "Gentlemen," Dr. Blank interrupted, "do you have any idea how important a discovery tantalum-73 would be? Most current technology is dependent on this material. People would be throwing money at us."
"So we're going up there to search for natural resources. I thought," one of the other men said.
Dr. Blank interrupted him again. "No, we're not." The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff cleared his throat.
"Let me put the cards on the table for you, gentlemen. We are not going to the south pole of the moon, and whether or not tantalum-73 is found on the moon is completely immaterial."
Confusion spread through the room.
"I presume some of you are familiar with Project Horizon?" he continued.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"